Welcome to the Fair Parenting Podcast, where we cover people's stories, ideas, and the progress towards fair parenting.
Welcome to the podcast. Today is a short collection of X spaces I've recorded on my own, just to document what's happening, my fears, and to appeal to my co-parent, not to be basically to stop the aggression and try and come to a safe mediated agreement, which we had before. I only want safety, but I'm very afraid. And also, I wanted to document things in case anything happens to me, so that now and in the future that people can hear and know about the case. They were recorded in rough format into X spaces. The audio is not quite as slick as usual with the podcast. So here we go. It's probably not happy listening, but I wanted to leave a record behind in case anything happens. The first clip is from the 12th of August, 2025. I want to address it to my co-parent, but it's also these spaces are for the public to hear, and also my child in years to come, so that the truth can be known as I record these in real time. So to my co-parent, this week is our daughter's 7th birthday. I don't know why you haven't sent a card for her. And despite weekly reminders, you haven't called her at all since last December. That's December 2024. It said over the last 21 months, you've walked away from our mediated agreement to parent in the UK. We could have been parenting in the UK all of that time. Instead, you took all of my assets. Without knowing if our child had food and shelter, you've taken her inheritance, which is family's house. You've taken the possessions of unconnected third parties and hired an ex-soldier who threatened me. And you've left us near a war zone without passports. I don't know why you did all of that, but it terrifies me. And I think it would terrify anyone who's gone through that. In that time, since she walked away from parenting our child, she's changed so much. I wish you could see her. She's incredible. She's funny. She's creative. She's bright, and she's so popular. She's just amazing. And I think it's a tragedy that you don't seem to want to see her. It's hard to understand why anyone walks away from a wonderful child like that. I don't know why you have. You haven't sent a Christmas card either. Nothing. I just don't understand it. But if that, some parents are like that, and if that's your choice, then that's obviously fine. But instead of parenting, you've sadly caused so much harm and fear instead. And it was like that for the 5 years in England too. I'm petrified of you, as I've said many times, and I have been for 7 years now. And I fear that you plan even more harm without caring how it affects our child. The simple fact is all I've ever wanted is safety. And I've never been found to have done anything wrong by any agency or court, other than to seek safety and try to mediate an agreement. I'm doing these spaces to document things in case anything happens to me. I may not be around for the rest of our child's childhood, because I fear so much that you just want me dead or destroyed. But I ask you again to please resolve things peacefully. If you sold my family's house and are no longer interested in our child, please let me know so that we can explain to her and move on in safety. At 7 years old, she deserves some explanation of why her mum doesn't call and why her mum doesn't seem interested in her on her birthday. Or if you'd like to revisit our mediated agreement, discuss other options, or simply call or visit our child on her birthday, please message on the parenting app we use, or publicly message me on X, or privately on X via DM. Just as I said before, all I simply want is safety.
So please let me know if you can. Thanks. Bye.
The next clip is from the 24th of August, 2025. I just wanted to record a quick update in this X series that I put together. And we had my daughter's birthday a few days ago. Fantastic. I did a space on that. She had an amazing time. She, all of her friends and whatnot were there, and we all had a terrific time, and it was just so fantastic for her. Anyone listening to previous spaces knows, I asked the co-parent if she wanted to visit or send a present or call or resolve things, or, you know, go back to our mediated agreement or anything, but there was no response. And so I don't know what the other parent would like me to say to our daughter about why her mum doesn't call or whatever, but that's, I'll have to say something to her eventually. It's just, she can't, my daughter's 7 now, she can't go on without being told something. But anyway, that's a different point. One very worrying thing happened. A day before the birthday, I can't remember, my co-parent went and left a message to our daughter on X. And she tagged me, which is very unsettling and worrying. Because why do that? She knows that our daughter doesn't use X. And so why send a message to your daughter and not a card or a phone call or a visit? It is worrying, to be honest. I was very unsettled about that, and I raised it with a few people, and they said that I was right to feel uncomfortable about that. So that I'll leave that there. So you can make of that what you will. We use an app to communicate on. I've asked my co-parent to try and go back to mediation to resolve things, and I've said it can be done on the app we use or on X privately in DMs or in public, and I'm happy for any of that. I haven't got anything to hide, and whatever works best for her is fine. But to leave some sort of message and tag me in when the message was for our daughter, but she wouldn't call her daughter, it just really worries me. Okay, so let me see. I've got a yes. So it's worrying and confusing because as I messaged her after, or a day or so after her messages, children need consistent parenting. Now, the co-parent and I mediated an agreement for us to parent in the UK back at the end of 2023. The beginning of 2024, my co-parent walked away from that, hasn't said why or what was wrong with the agreement or anything at all. She hasn't said anything about the agreement. She just walked away. She then agreed it again some months later, walked away again. Then November 24, she agreed it again and walked away again. Not ever saying what's wrong, why she's walking away from the agreement. Not many parents would walk away from their child for nearly 2 years. She hasn't called her child since December. She hasn't called for the birthday, no present or anything. And it doesn't seem like a parent who wants to see or be part of their child's life, which I find quite heartbreaking because I've done everything to return and co-parent. I just want safety, and everything that happened for the first 5 years of our child's life and then the latter 2 years where we've not been in the UK has just been aggression piled on aggression, and there's caused me more and more fear and worry. But that's what it is. I don't think it's going to change now, you know, but the offer of mediation and agreement is there. All I want is peace and safety. And I'm very, very frightened that, you know, now the co-parent, my child's mother, is not interested in consistent parenting with her child. I worry what she does want our child for. If she does want our child at all, there's no evidence that she actually wants to parent her child at all now. But she won't say what she does want. She's taken my house, which is my daughter's inheritance. The next clip is also from the 24th of August, 2025. There was a glitch on the platform of X Spaces, so I recorded to lots of audio. And it clipped a few minutes, so I'm just going to carry on here. Spaces has become very glitchy, as I'm sure everyone who uses it knows. But it's one of those things. I'm sure Elon will sort it out. He's very busy, as we know right now. My co-parent took my house, which was my daughter's inheritance, and it may be that was it. I mean, previously a UK court found that she'd their judgment said that she had attempted fraud against me, so there's a financial angle to these things, and maybe that's all she wanted was the house. But I don't think so, because the people who are aggressive tend to be satiated for only a while, and I think that that she will be attacked or destroyed in some fashion. I don't know why. She's never been able to say why for 7 years, and again, that frightens me. I just wanted to read the text of what she messaged on X to our child. So where did it say? I'm going to find it here. As you can tell, it's not as slick as the podcast, but at least it's on X here. Okay, so she's tagged me in and she said, "Happy birthday" to our child's name. "My beautiful girl, I love you to the moon and back. Love, Mummy," and then four kisses. And it just... again, I shared it with a few people, and we just found it really unsettling, because she could have called, she could have visited and come to the party. It seems like performative parenting. She's trying to put some public message out there to feed a narrative that she cares, and she's, you know, she's somehow a victim or something, when she's given up 2 years of parenting with our child and has taken her child's house, just gone on the rampage, basically, when there was never any need. It's very strange that she's trying to put forward this public image that is totally at odds with the truth of things, which is one reason why I've gone on X. You know, obviously I went on X before the party with the spaces, and I invited her to call or visit and or send a card even. And that's all time stamped, and it's one of the reasons why X is good for spaces. I sent her a link, and I sent her, you know, some text. All I want is peace and safety. But she just didn't, it's not just this birthday she didn't bother with. She didn't bother last birthday. She hasn't sent a Christmas present for the last two Christmases. It's just, but we have this one-off of an X message that she knows her child won't read. I would think if I showed it to my child, she might wonder why mom didn't call. I don't know. It's just so bizarre. I'm frightened. I don't know if it's coming across, but the behavior seems so strange. And put that on top of the aggression that's happened and the harm and, you know, this soldier that she's hired and all this sort of thing. It's very frightening, and I fear for my safety. But I've been over this before, so I'll cut it short there. I don't want to repeat myself. thanks for listening, and have a great, it's a Sunday now, so have a great Sunday, and wherever you are on your parenting journey, best wishes. Okay, take care. Bye. The last clip is from the 3rd of September 2025.
Just wanted to record another quick space. Still frightened. My daughter is happy. She's had her birthday recently, as I did a space about. The other parent didn't bother calling her, no card, anything else. Just basically has abandoned her child, and that's, if that's what the other parent wants, that's up to her. And I just wish she would let us know so that we can move on in peace and hopefully just live feeling we're safe, which we don't do at the moment. The other parent, basically, I mean, I'm kind of repeat myself on these spaces a bit, but we had an agreement to parent in England in the end of 2023. The parent walked away from it. She then spent all the time since attacking me, taking my house, which is our daughter's inheritance, and she's hired an ex-special forces soldier. She's had our passports taken. Basically, pure aggression. When we reached an agreement that would have been safe and peaceful and allayed my fears. She's walked away from her child, parenting her child for 2 years, nearly 2 years, doesn't send Christmas cards or birthday cards, hasn't called her child since December 24. So any pretense, I mean, I know at a glance people will say, well, you've tried to exclude the other parent, because that's what the narrative the other parent seems to want to put out is. But I've tried everything to return to the UK safely, and I've begged the mother to sign our mediated agreement or revisit another one. If she's got it, she's never said why she walked away from it. She's got my house, and I assume that's what she wanted. She certainly lost all interest in the child. It's very sad, but, and I don't know what parent could see or understand her behavior. I don't, and it's very frightening. What person hires a soldier rather than call their child? It's very, very frightening, as I say. And I'm kind of repeating what I've said on other spaces. I mean, I'd take a bullet for my daughter without question. Most parents would. I'd do anything for her. But the other parent can't even pick up the phone to call her. And I, as I say, I just wish that if she wants to leave her child, if she's lost interest in her child, and I will tweak this space to her and I hope that she listens, please just say so. If you want the house, you've got the house, if that's all you want, let us know so that we don't have to live in fear. But alternatively, if you want to revisit mediation, please say so that we can do that. You're leaving us in a region of the world without passports that the British government say everybody should have passports in case of a crisis. There's renewed signs of conflict on the horizon. We had a war not far away recently, and you left us without passports. Your child was in danger. You didn't care. You didn't support the reissuing of those passports. How can you put your child in that situation? You've debanked us since 2023. You don't know if our child has food or shelter. What parent doesn't care about that? You simply don't know. You're so aggressive to me. You've lost sight of
what we should be focusing on is our child. Taking her inheritance, what purpose does that solve? That house could have set her up for life. You've taken it from her. What parent does that to a child? You could have been parenting her for the best part of the last 2 years, but you walked away from it. What parent does that to their child? I don't understand. I really don't. And you've left us in fear. If there's anything I can do or say that would help this situation, please let me know. My whole thing for the last 7 years is that I am frightened of you and you have been aggressive. Now, we have a court judgment that shows that I was abused. And for the last 2 years, you have prioritized attacking me and taking things financially from me that were meant for your daughter. That backs up what I'm saying. There's an aggression issue here that does not serve our child. And I am trying to work with you to find out why this is happening, but to keep our child out of conflict too. I'm very scared about what would happen if we went back to the UK without a protective order or a mediated agreement. And I've said this many times in our parenting app that we use to communicate and on Twitter. I fear that your aggression will not rest until I am dead. And I've said this many times. Please focus. Let's focus on safe resolution so our child doesn't live in conflict. There's no need for her to ever see any conflict. I've done nothing to you apart from try to seek safety and work things out. So many people, agencies, police, social services, the courts have investigated your allegations and found that I've done nothing wrong. I just want safety, that's all. And yet you've attacked and attacked and attacked. Please stop it. Please, let's look at parenting. We don't have to ever talk. We can just communicate on the app. I don't want to talk. I mean, I'm happy to talk to anyone, to be honest. But I don't want to talk if that's not what you want. We can just co-parent through mediators or through messaging, if that was to happen in the UK or wherever. But I just want aggression to stop because it's harmful. And that's all I have to say really in this short episode. I mean, there's so much that aggression that's happened. As I say, the debanking, the passports, the taking of the house, the hiring of the soldier. There's lots that I'm sure that I've forgotten or missed out of this episode, but I've tweeted about in the past. So that's all really. This is for the public to hear, for my daughter to hear in years to come, and for my co-parent to hear. I really don't know why you're attacking us, but I want to resolve it in a safe way, as I have tried for 7 years. So that's all for now. I'll cut the space and leave it at that.
So there we are. As I say, I just wanted to leave something behind in case anything happens to me. It's a terrible situation, I feel, and it has been for 7 years. Wherever you are on your parenting journey, best wishes and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Please join us next time.